It's Seeds of Success here on 99.9 MyFM. Today we're speaking with Mary Monroe from Lone Pine Stables in Howe Island, Ontario, Canada. Mary, thanks so much for joining us, award-winning horse instructor. And Mary, if we know that you have quite the busy day ahead of you each and every day, tell us and the listeners what exactly it is you do to kick off your day at the stables.
But usually I do lessons first thing in the morning around 8 o'clock. Sometimes it's early as 7. And then the rest of the day is spent doing other things and with the horses or around the farm. And then in the evenings after school and after work, we have lessons till dark.
And so your operation has been pretty successful for a while now. What's been the key to making it such a success over the years?
I think the biggest thing that's made it successful is we have a small program. We don't cram in, you know, a whole lot of people in one lesson, so everyone feels like they're getting an individual attention. And also, I have really good ponies and really good horses, which is basically partly due to my age. you develop a sort of a network of horses. And these ponies and horses, most of them were born on my farm, and maybe their parents too, and maybe their grandparents. So they're well sort of indoctrinated into my program and my way of doing things. All horses are different, of course.
And so far, I'm sure you probably faced a few challenges along the way. What's been some of the struggles that you've seen over the years as far as those interested in learning how to ride horses and taking care of them?
Well, I think one of the things that's happening more so now is that the price of horses to buy well-trained horses is very high. You're looking at five figures to buy a horse that may not even be perfect, may just be okay. Whereas when I was a kid, you could buy a pony for like $30. And my best pony that I've ever owned was sold for $450 when I was about 13. And, you know, you don't get those kind of ponies for that price now.
I know there's a lot of rewards that you get, not just as far as trophies or plaques is concerned, but what are some of the rewards you get out of doing what you do and teaching a young rider new things or maybe getting somebody started for their first time on a horse?
The idea of coaching kind of came around when my son was 7 and he's an only child. So I thought, he's riding and I'll just, you know, I got all these ponies, so I'll just kind of start teaching. And it just kind of grew from there. And we've come from just doing like pony club activities to competing on the provincial circuit quite successfully. And I just love working with kids. I love working with ponies. It's so much fun to see them grow as human beings, not just as riders. They're like, some of my students are bringing their, when I was a kid, I taught kids, and sometimes they bring their grandkids around to ride. So it's like a big family that keeps on growing, and it keeps my, keeps me young, actually, you know. Having young kids around and having the challenges of seeing them push themselves and be successful, and every day they make progress.